all Fred Thompson had to do was mention that he might run for president, and he moved up in national polls. Now that he's declared that he's really running, the former senator and actor faces a more specific challenge. He needs to win over voters in the early voting states, including the one where he made his first campaign stop. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Fred Thompson is running for president, and his campaign definitely isn't shying away from the actor's celebrity in launching his run.
It's a job that his character and honesty uniquely prepare him to fulfill. A role only Fred Thompson can play.
That's a clip from the video biography that opened his first official campaign rally in Des Moines, Iowa. A few hundred people gathered at a downtown convention center, and many of those were supporters who'd already seen his announcement on television or on his website. Joseph Best of Norwalk, Iowa, wasn't one of them.
This is more of an exploratory thing and find out what he stands for, what kind of individual he is.
He was testing the waters, now
Yes. You
were testing the waters.
Right, definitely.
Thompson unveiled several themes: security, unity, and prosperity. And in his speech, he tried to back that up by first outlining his stances on national security and the war in Iraq.
My friends, if we show weakness and division, we will pay a heavy price for it in the future. We must show the determination that we are going to be united as an American people and do whatever is necessary to prevail not only in Iraq, but in the worldwide conflict that lies beyond Iraq.
Mike Murray of Grimes, Iowa, says that's a smart move if Thompson wants to woo voters like him who are very focused on terrorism and security. Murray says that while he hasn't made up his mind yet, he appreciates Thompson's approach.
And even though he's very polished, he seems as unpolished as someone can be, like a farmer in Iowa, you know. It's like, that's what he kind of reminds me of. Simple and succinct, to the point.
Throughout the day, his staff fended off questions that their candidate might be jumping in the race too late by pointing out new staff members hired in Iowa, South Carolina, and Florida. But they looked relieved to see the crowd at the next rally that was a bit larger and far more vocal. Although he's spending just 3 days here, Thompson is taking more time out of his announcement tour in Iowa than anywhere else. Voters in this early caucus state have long been courted by candidates such as Governors Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee, who won the straw poll here last month. On the stump, Thompson offers his small government philosophy, dosed with socially conservative topics, in an effort to set himself apart and siphon potential voters from his rivals.
I believe in right to life. I believe in and lower taxes. I believe in less government regulation that stifles growth and creativity. I believe in free markets and free people.
And while Thompson is clearly behind, his late entry may work to his advantage, says Leonard Johnson, an Iowa caucus goer and Republican from Council Bluffs.
I felt as though the campaign started so early. I kind of wonder if people aren't a little tired of hearing the other candidates, and they may pay more attention to Fred Thompson's positions and such, and see that it doesn't matter if you've been out there for months and months and months. It's what you believe and what you're fighting for that is important.
Fred Thompson will hold several more town hall-style events, taking questions and meeting face-to-face with voters. This weekend, he'll go on to New Hampshire, the scene of this week's GOP debate, which Thompson skipped. His campaign managers say that despite that decision, they hope voters will still be open to hearing his message. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Sioux City, Iowa.